Hello, my name is Valerie Bonham Moon, and I am one of the 2021 to 2023 Museum of the American Military Family Writers in Residence. My writings include a magazine column, freelance news articles, blogging, and fiction. My military credentials are having been militarily affiliated from birth. I started out in an Air Force hospital, continued through a youth that ranged from London fog to the American prairie to island beaches. Those travels were followed by active duty service, then being the wife of a soldier who retired and became a DOD civilian. And here I am today, still holding an ID card and volunteering with the Museum of the American Military Family. Over the next year, the museum's board, supporters, and we writers will be participating in the GRACE Project, in which we explore the effects of gender, religion, race, identity, culture, and ethnicity on the sponsor, spouses, and children of our nation's military families. In this podcast, I look at identity. Who are military people? In July 1971 in Paris, France, Jim Morrison, frontman for the band The Doors, died a rock star death. He was 27. In that same July, and on that same continent, I was roughly 4.5 hours due east of him, in third-floor walk-up army quarters in Pirmasens, West Germany, now a soldier's wife instead of an army personnel clerk. Despite my many young 1960s hours spent listening to The Doors while sitting on the linoleum of my barracks cubicle and leaning against my bunk, I had no car, so I couldn't go anywhere, I don't have any "I remember where I was" instant with Morrison's death. If the Armed Forces Radio and Television Services Network in Europe broadcast news of Morrison's death, I missed it. 8 changes of address after Pirmasens, my husband and I were back in West Germany. Now we were on the other side of the country. This time Elvis had died. This news on the radio gave me the flashbulb moment I missed with Morrison. By then I was in my kitchen near Fulda, 20 clicks from the East German border, giving my son breakfast. Quaker instant oatmeal, apple. So why should I consider Morrison's death relevant to my experience of military life? Not that I knew it then, but Jim and I had both been military kids. Jim Morrison's father had been a career sailor and was a retired admiral when his son died. My dad had been a career soldier airman and was a retired Air Force master sergeant when The Doors lost their lead singer in Paris. I doubt my dad noticed. During World War II, Jim's father had been a sailor, floating somewhere on the Pacific. My dad, during the same war, had been an aerial photographer, flying somewhere over the Pacific. The glaring difference between Jim and me is that he was famous. I was very much not famous. Jim was 7 years older than I was, so he'd had a head start on fame. But 7 years later, I still wasn't famous. Still, as military kids, we had shared the life. So, are there traceable events in the lives of military dependents, of brats, that make some of us rebel and become the Lizard King, and others to follow an opposite path and be the wives of career soldiers? Since, among my friends, the ways grown brats live their lives range from off-the-grid living in the wilds of Alaska to establishing post-service beltway contractor businesses, I'm guessing statistics would show that our life paths are all individual. Many of us children of military parents serve in the military services ourselves. Francis Warren Pershing, John S.D. Eisenhower, John McCain, the three children of General James McConville, the current Chief of Staff of the Army, my brother and my sister, me and my son. Some brats become pacifists, such as the members of the mellow rock band America. Other brats blend into civilian communities as teachers, nurses, middle management corporate officials, or any of the host of jobs available in the country. Some military-affiliated kids, with less tragic stories than Jim Morrison, also rise to stardom. Jessica Alba, Bruce Willis, Sierra, Kris Kristofferson, Amy Adams, and Patton Oswalt. As for the parents of brats, despite continual volunteer work in communities and as government employees themselves, spouses of career service members usually don't attract fame outside the various awards for Spouse of the Year. But fame is not necessary for valued contribution. Value itself resides in being part of the team supporting our country's warriors. Military children, drafted into the life often at birth, are a part of the overall population of Americans who take part in the mission of America's military services. Some may say that spouses and brats are dependipotamuses, brats, strap hangers. Of course, some family members are less than supportive. Lake Wobegon notwithstanding, no population group is all above average. We've all heard, if the service name wanted you to have a spouse/family, they'd have issued you one. Reality says otherwise. Overall, spouses and brats provide service members with stability, with normal homes to settle into after a day, a week, a month, or a year of military duties. Spouses are sounding boards, absorbing stories from their partners, both of frustration and joy. Children ground the service members in the everyday. The support given to service members by their families has military value, as attested to by so many promotion photos of family members pinning on the service member's new rank. If the military services did not value spouses and brats, then Congress would not appropriate and the DOD would not disperse the funding necessary for hospitals, health care, and youth activities. The government would not spend money on family housing, transportation of dependents, or shipping minivans or other vehicles overseas. There would be no point to large commissaries, youth centers, and dependent schools. If our government did not recognize that families share the purpose of mission with service members, far fewer soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen, and Coast Guardsmen would have families. So who are military people? All of us ID card holders, past and present, make up the fabric of the American military structure, with service members as the tip of the spear. Given the money underpinning the DOD, rather than thinking, if a service wanted you to have a spouse/family, one official outlook must be, recruit an individual, retain a family. No spear consists entirely of its tip. Every one of us has a story. We hope you will share yours with us. Thank you for listening.